Under the current proposal, Medicaid recipients would be required to work or volunteer a total of 30 hours a week to receive benefits. Several other states have tried such requirements, but the federal government rejected them. If the bill passes as it's currently written, and the feds reject New Hampshire's requirements, then the program would shut down as a whole. The bill's original language included a clause to keep the program running, but lawmakers last month stripped that out. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, the bill's main sponsor, urged lawmakers in an information session Monday to put this clause back into the legislation.
I think that if the program is going to go forward, then we have to ensure that it doesn't get hung up on a dispute between New Hampshire and Washington over what are federal policies.
Last month, a similar measure passed the full House, 207 to 136. If passed this time around, it will then head to the Senate. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.